Hello, I'm Peggy Gershman, executive editor of Kaiser Health News. Senior correspondent Mary Agnes Carey joins us now from Capitol Hill, where House Democrats have just unveiled their health reform proposal. Mary Agnes, what are the highlights of the bill as far as you can tell so far?
Their aim is to lower health care costs, improve health care choice. It's a lot of the provisions we've been talking about over the last few weeks, a very strong government-run public plan that should offer people all over the country an additional choice than what they currently have for health insurance. Members of the three committees assembled, that's Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce and Education and Labor, all made it clear that to voters out there, if you like your health care insurance, you could keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. They don't want to get away in that. They get in the way, rather, of that. They simply want to make things better, give you more choices. There will be an individual mandate for coverage with some exclusions, but they'll also provide some subsidies to help people of a certain income level afford it. There's an employer mandate. Basically, they call that pay or play. If employers don't provide insurance, there are certain size they don't do this, they'll have to pay a percentage of payroll. It's at 8% now. They said that could go up or down. Just like all the provisions of this could change, they basically presented a discussion draft today. We talked about, we've been talking about an exchange, an idea of insurance exchange out there to give people lots of options for their coverage. There's supposed to be a lot of focus here on prevention and wellness. They would also expand eligibility for the Medicaid program and also pay Medicare providers, doctors, and hospitals more money because there's been a lot of concern that people may qualify for Medicaid coverage, but they're not getting access to care because those providers simply aren't being paid enough money.
So the idea is if you demand that people get coverage, if you tell employers to provide coverage, if you expand Medicaid, then everybody's supposed to have insurance?
What they're saying is they think they can get to about a 95% coverage level. There are always people that you can't get for whatever reason. They don't enroll in the programs. They don't want to participate. There'll be all sorts of outreach to raise the number of people insured, but they're hoping to get to about 95% coverage. And I also should mention another provision of this I didn't talk about earlier is they want to try to fill the Medicare drug benefit donut hole. This is kind of a Washington code name for this gap in coverage where beneficiaries pay a certain amount out of pocket before catastrophic coverage kicks in. There's going to be an effort to close that donut hole over time.
Did they talk about how to pay for this plan?
Well, they stressed that everything is on the table. Here's some ideas they have to pay, right? They want major Medicare and Medicaid delivery system reforms, things like accountable care organizations that really try to coordinate medical care to make sure it's the best possible care for a patient, bundling of acute and post-acute provider payments, trying to reduce hospital readmissions. But, of course, they're always talking about taxes as well, and these are some of the ideas that they'll be discussed more in the coming weeks, whether or not there's a tax on the insurance benefits that an employer provides, whether there would be a payroll tax, a tax on sugary drinks, taxes on alcohol, value-added taxes, also called VAT taxes, perhaps on some goods and services. All the members today that were talking to reporters would not really focus on one tax over another. They said everything's got to be on the table. They want to have committee hearings next week. They want to, possibly also after the July 4th recess, then they're going to have what we call markups, where they have committee consideration of the bill at any time that could change, and then it would be brought to the floor for consideration with the idea they pass it before that August recess.
And what relationship does this bill have to what they're talking about now in the Senate?
Well, in the Senate, you've got a markup ongoing with the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, the HELP Committee, and also Max Baucus, who runs the Senate Finance Committee, has been meeting with his members to try to craft a deal. It seems like in the Senate, in the Finance Committee in particular, they may have to scale back some of these provisions. They may have to have a lower amount of subsidies for individuals than they wanted previously. They may have a lower level of expansion for Medicaid. They may not have anywhere near the ambition of the public plan that's in the House bill. So the Senate will continue its work. The House will have its work. If both chambers move bills, eventually they'll have what's called a House-Senate conference where those two versions will be resolved into one.
Well, thank you very much. Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent, Kaiser Health News, will be checking in with you again.
Great.